The nation's employers added 339,000 jobs in May. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7% from a five-decade low of 3.4% in April. Fort Bragg, now Fort Liberty, the change part of a broad Department of Defense initiative to rename military installations bearing the name of Confederate soldiers. On Wall Street, the Dow up 697 points and the NASDAQ adding 130. This is SRN News.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On this second day of June, it could be a forecast in July or August. It's getting hotter and a little bit more humid with a high today and tomorrow around 91. Tonight's low 67. And both today and tomorrow, look for those widely scattered, random afternoon and evening storms. There'll be few and far between. And Sunday's high temperature up to about 93 with more isolated pop-up storms here and there. And not much change Monday and Tuesday. You know, lower 90s, risk of more widely scattered storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. It's that time of year. Time to make the most of your property with help from Kubota. From Kubota's versatile L2501 compact tractor to the M7060 for larger acreage with matching implements in stock. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
The Alabama Center for Law and Liberty joins with a Florida-based lawsuit against a Florida public school system regarding transgender ideology. The ACLL has filed an amicus brief in the case of Lil John versus the school board of Leon County. Two parents are filing the lawsuit after their daughter attending a school in Leon County was encouraged to transition her gender by the school staff. A plan was even written up, but it was not disclosed to the parents. Teachers and school faculty used preferred pronouns for the student who had gender dysphoria, but never in front of the parents. The lawsuit has been appealed to the 11th Circuit Court, so whatever ruling comes out of there will affect the state of Alabama and Georgia, as well as Florida. ACLL President Matt Clark says parents in Alabama do not want the government ramming LGBTQ ideology down their children's throats. The lawsuit invokes the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution regarding government intrusion. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
An officer-involved shooting occurred in Russell County on Thursday. Police fatally shot a man who had earlier fired his gun at a utility worker who was turning off the man's water. The utility worker reported the incident and identified the man. Police tried to pull the man over in his vehicle, but he then presented the firearm out of the window of the car and a deputy responded. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency is reviewing the case, which also includes body camera footage. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort. Plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive pain-relieving cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Afternoon. Sky Mosley's got a skedaddle, but I appreciate you sticking with me for the 2 hours, Sky.
It's been a blast, Joey.
And just a reminder, Charlotte, you are the winner of the Sweet Creek $60 gift card. Give us a call, Charlotte, at 272-9228. Oh, look, we've got T-Spear on the line. Hey, T-Spear.
Oh, good afternoon. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing all right. How
I
you
hope
doing?
I had a good weekend. I was going to get in on Sweet Creek, so I'll do that for next week.
What's that month
what
a day?
8:30.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put you in for next week. You'll be number one.
Appreciate that. What I would like to do is to congratulate April Morey on such an important job. Women need, you know, everybody thinks the NRA is only for men and that sort of thing. The NRA has been around for decades now and have done a tremendous job of educating people on how to use a firearm properly. And to have her now in charge of the women's program, encouraging other women to participate in this, is tremendous. I've been shooting since I was about 15 years old, and I can tell you now the education that we get from the NRA is tremendous. And either we learn about our Second Amendment rights and use them properly, or we will lose them. We have a government that wants to do away with our Second Amendment now, and that scares me. So I am absolutely impressed with what she is now doing. That's tremendous. Thank you for letting us know about that, Joey.
Of course.
And then again, I encourage women, go to your local gun range, and weather's going to be gorgeous. No better time to put out a few rounds downfield. And gun control is not about who counts the gun. Gun control is always being able to hit your target. So just have a good weekend.
Well, I appreciate you, T-Spear.
Thank you much. See you later.
God bless. 272-9228. Now, here's a story that caught my attention. It's odd. It's an odd story, but here's the headline. Ford has to recall 176,000 Broncos. You know, they reissued the Ford Bronco. But they had to recall 176,000 of them because the government worried people might be discouraged, quote-unquote, by the seatbelts. What? So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has made Ford recall a whole ton of vehicles this week, 176,000 2021 to 23 Broncos. So, like, why would they do this? They said the customer may experience some dissatisfaction or be discouraged if they are unable to easily access the seatbelt. So what could be so bad to send the drivers of the nation into such pits of depression? They thought that reaching the seatbelt latch required too much effort in the brand new Ford Broncos. And their solution? A barrette clip on the... Really? Are people that fat and lacking in pliability now that we got to recall vehicles because you can't reach the seatbelt clip? Well, we are we should just embrace that we're a fat nation. We're a nation that really is on the decline. We're a nation that needs the government to hold our hand and to hold our, you know what, when we take a leak. It's just absolute. That's insane. So Ford has to recall all these vehicles to slap on a $2 clip that would take less than a minute for someone to do at home if they wanted to, all because a bureaucrat had to physically exert themselves a bit to reach their seatbelt. Wow. 272-9228. Just a small little example of the way this great country of ours is going. Now I want to shift gears again back to Coach Tuberville. He has been in the news a lot lately, not just with his stance against the Pentagon's abortion policy, the brand new abortion policy that helps facilitate abortions for service members, for women, in the United States Armed Forces. And he thinks they should not do that unilaterally, but that's not the topic here at hand. It started about last Friday, about this time last Friday. Mayor of Birmingham, Randall Woodfin, put out a tweet criticizing Coach Tuberville, and not just criticizing him like, you know, Tuberville's wrong because he's, like, conservative or something. No. He was saying that Coach Tuberville, Randall Woodfin was saying that Coach Tuberville was dog whistling because he badmouthed inner city teachers. And I think Tuberville even used a line I've used before. Wait, are these reading and math scores that of the students or the people actually running this damn system? And so Woodfin went on to say, how dare you criticize these folks? How dare you dog whistle about inner cities? Just how dare you? Our teachers are doing our best. I mean, come on, coach. There are better approaches than just criticizing us. Well, Tuberville was then asked about this later in this week at a big media kind of town hall thing he did. Let's listen in here.
I'd just like you to please clarify a comment that you were quoted as saying on a podcast last week regarding the ability of inner city teachers to read and write, please.
Accountability. Accountability. I've been a teacher. I taught in high school, taught in junior high. Teachers have to have accountability. I've been a member of the teachers' union. Okay. The problem that I saw, and I told people around Alabama when I was traveling around campaigning, our education system is in trouble. But not just inner city, all over the country in different areas. Teacher unions do not hold teachers accountable. Education is not about teachers. It's about students. It's about students learning to read and write. You can't live and support a family and grow and have the opportunities in this country unless you can read and write. We're 19% proficiency in reading in the city of Birmingham. That's embarrassing. And the people that are looking at me, calling me out, they need to look at their whole card. I mean, it is ridiculous of these kids coming out of school that can't read and write, but they've got a 72% graduation rate. So what does that mean? They're passing them on. Hold teachers accountable. Make them take tests. They used to take tests. They used to take a test to make sure that they knew what they were doing, where they could pass it along to the kids. This thing's getting out of control. And as I said, Baltimore, there's zero proficiency in math in Baltimore. But, you know, you could look at some of these rural areas and be the same way. It's not just the inner cities, but you can really get a good look at what's going on in our country. A good look at our country when you look at the population, where our population's in, is in our inner cities. And I fought hard for minorities, for all races, when I was coaching. But folks, this is an embarrassment to the country, to the United States of America, what's going on in our inner cities and all over in our education. Teachers unions are ruining our kids. Now, we've got good teachers and we've got some good administrators, but we had better start holding people accountable that can't do their job and get them out of the business just because they say they're a teacher and they're getting a paycheck. You know, I'll say this, this Weingartner, the lady that's head of the teachers union, she came after me because of this. But if it was for her, we would still be in lockdown and our kids wouldn't be in schools because of COVID. That's how far-fetched this situation is. I'm for education, I'm for all kids, and this, if you can't teach and you don't want to teach our kids to become better people in our classrooms, get out of the business. Don't just take a paycheck, get out of the business and let somebody take your job. I'm all for teachers and I'm all for administrators, but I'm really for the education of our kids across this country. That's what's important.
Seems like a pretty big clarification there from Coach Tuberville. He's making a lot of points I've made on these airwaves. A lot of people have been making over the years. That number is astounding. 19% reading capacity. Like, do you actually have proficiency in reading and the kids going through your schools? And yet 76% are graduating when the number of proficient people reading is only 19%? The heck is that? You know, as this was breaking last week with Randall Woodfin essentially saying Coach Tuberville's dog whistling, he doesn't actually care about all the hard work and all the challenges we face in our local community, yada, 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 I ran across a Substack piece. It's way too long to read here, unfortunately. But it was from a former Teach for America teacher who was very liberal, very progressive by his own admission. This partly was like why he became part of Teach for America. He wanted to go into parts of America that are struggling, in particular in inner cities, and help teach kids. Maybe he'd seen one too many movies. What was that one with Hillary Swank? Anyway, was it Fun? No, it wasn't that. When you read what this guy talked about, he quit eventually. And it wasn't from lack of training. It wasn't from lack of talent on his part or most of the students in his classes. He was mostly teaching, I believe, in inner city Richmond, Virginia. What he noticed is the lack of discipline and how lack of discipline, to the extent of students are not just being violent with one another, but violent and threatening violence towards teachers. If one or two kids in a classroom starts doing that crap, he said, learning obviously fell off a cliff. And I suspect this is a big part of our schools across the nation, rural or inner city. Big part of it are the basic fundamentals of discipline and how you act in a civilized way with somebody who's trying to do their best for you. Will there be kids that act up? Yes. Are there nuanced reasons why a given kid might be acting out in that way? Of course. But at the end of the day, you need a zero tolerance policy. You cannot disrupt these school hallways. You cannot disrupt these classrooms. You're here to learn. If you're not here to learn, we'll put you somewhere else that's going to teach you a little more discipline. And again, it doesn't take many students to do this. And that's just one aspect of why I think education is so crap in this country. People aren't held accountable. And it's creating tragedies generation after generation. The fact that we didn't get school choice across the finish line this legislative session here in Alabama is an absolute disgrace. And it speaks to a lot of what Coach Tuberville is talking about in this clip of how much the teachers' unions still have a stranglehold and a pride, since it's all the rage these days, in a system that continually fails children. 272-9228. But, you know, I can feel for these teachers and these systems because, I'm sorry, you can spend billions of dollars. You can have some of the best training, whether it's guidance counselors or psychologists and psychiatrists, nurses, administrators, teachers. They can't replace a parent that gives a damn. That's the harsh reality. 272-9228. Let's go to Simpler Days. Hello, Simpler Days.
War damn eagle.
War damn.
Coach hit it right on the head, didn't he?
He really did. And when I saw Woodfin going after him, as I was kind of relaxing into the weekend, and my blood started to boil a little more than I like at that time of the day. And it's just, I get why Woodfin would want to defend Birmingham. That's partly his job as a mayor. But I'm just so tired of these administrators, elected officials, everybody acting like, well, the system's fine, it just needs more money, and then it'll work out a little more better, right?
Dog whistle must be the new buzzword, because I was listening to a clip when the black gentleman announced that he was going to run for the presidency, and on The View, Whoopi said that he was dog whistling in his comment. So that must be the new buzzword, you know, now, dog whistle.
Yeah, it's the latest fashionable idiocy that passes for compassion and being civilized.
Hey, I read the reviews on the old Bronco, and they're not too good.
Yeah, I don't like them either.
They said basically they're a tin can on wheels, and that you hear every road noise, and that they're not really put together well.
And yet, we're going to recall it because people are too fat, they can't reach the seatbelt latch.
Well, Joey, just look at how many, and I don't know about you, but how many young, able-bodied males have to have another able-bodied male to cut their grass for them? I mean... Yeah. Back in the day, Joey, and I don't know about your dad, but men cut their own grass.
My dad would refuse to let me do it. He liked cutting the grass.
I mean, they painted their houses. They did basic plumbing work. But now we've gotten so lazy that we have to have everything done for us, including fastening our seatbelts.
Yeah, it's like, what else? Are they going to hold your when you go to the bathroom? Like, it's just, it's too much.
Have a good day, Joey.
Well, and also, I appreciate some things. And if they're fat, like, you're the one who bought the Bronco, fatty. Maybe you should have taken it for a test drive and seen if you can reach around your girth to actually clip in the seatbelt. But no, it's somebody else's fault that I didn't do my due diligence before I spent $30,000 on a big death trap piece of crap. It's all about nostalgia. But no, we need a bureaucrat at the NTSB to actually make the decision. Ah!
272-9228. Let's see who this is on line two. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey. It's Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
Tuberville's spot on, man. So were you. You know? For the longest time I've been saying, if teachers are getting a paycheck from we the people's taxes, then the AEA should not have a lobby on Gold Hill, period. I mean, I don't think that's right. And he was spot on with everything he said. And if the and as far as Whoopi Goldberg's response, well, you know, she's advocating all the socialist agenda, but she made her millions from capitalism. Well, she did.
Well, and it's really
going to be the way she is or wants to be. She needs to write a check for her entire self-worth to the U.S. Treasury and go along with the rest of the commune.
Right. And it's especially somebody like Whoopi. And I mean, she's not the only person getting paid ridiculous amounts of money who's complaining about the capitalist system here.
Absolutely. But the whole thing with holding the teachers accountable, I believe that. And the teachers who are out there who are doing a great job, you know, they would be commended. And if I don't feel that those teachers themselves would be opposed to that, because it would just strengthen their whole line of work. You know, if you got a bunch of people who's definitely qualified and who can meet the test, why not?
Right.
Yeah. Hey, have a great day, buddy.
Appreciate it. 272-9228. And, you know, folks, this Teach for America piece that I ran across, maybe I'll have to share one anecdote, because you can see the side of a lot of teachers, a lot of people are professionals in the education business. And that's what it is, even though it's a so-called public service. Plenty of people getting paid six figures plus for being part of that public service. And don't get me started on accreditation and textbook companies. What a racket. That said, there are good people in whatever system, talented people in whatever system. And when you see what these kids are like, and often you say through no fault of their own because they're just a kid. When you see the trauma, the anger, the aggression, it makes you feel for the teachers. You can't all of a sudden be the kid's parent, especially if the parent back at home doesn't give a damn and is undermining your authority. And at the end of the day, again, if there is a kid, for whatever reason, even ones we can understand, disrupting a classroom in such an over-the-top way that you can't even do a class, do your lesson plan, then there needs to be no tolerance for that. But instead, we treat our public schools like they're the last resort, like they're a glorified daycare, and now a security system that takes kids off the streets and just pipes them into prisons that we pay for nearly $1 trillion worth of across this country. Just, we could do better. A lot of our institutions need, say, a renovation. I don't know if they need a full recall like the Bronco, but we'll see. 272-9228. Oh, look, we've got another call here. Line one, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, good afternoon. This is John, and I am a 30-year veteran of the public school system.
Oh, goodness, John. How you doing?
Doing fine. No, I agree with much of what Senator Tuberville said, and I know the problems. I'm in and out of a lot of different schools now, and I still think that it goes back into something that you've touched on, too, back inside that classroom, because the teachers, and I'm not trying to give an excuse, but if you were in it, you would know you don't have any recourse hardly at all to do anything to the kids, to discipline them, to get them to do what you want them to do. And if that's the case, then you don't have much to stand on. And if you got a kid that you were talking about earlier that's disruptive, and it's a lengthy process to ever get anything done to one of them, and they're disrupting the other people, and there are a few in there that would like to learn and do well and accomplish something, but they take away from the time of the teacher, and they certainly distract the other kids in class. So it's now I'm a high school level person. I don't know much about elementary except I had children myself. And I've sat in a little bit, but it's a different world. But on the high school end, it's terrible to watch all of that. And I recently did an extended stint. I'm retired now, but I did an extended stint this past fall. And it's so difficult to get anything done. And the administrators, they feel like their hands are tied. And I say this all governed by lawyers because everyone's scared to death of getting sued over something. It never bothered me because I didn't have anything to take anyway.
So right.
I never worried about it a lot, but you can't discipline the kids. You can't make them write. You can't embarrass them. You can't make them do physical activities. They'll give you a list of 100 things you can't do to them, so you end up not doing anything.
Right.
So I think that's the biggest problem right there, and you can't get rid of them. I think we worry too much about graduation rates. You know, if they don't make it, they don't make it. I mean, that's a harsh reality of this world.
Well, and there's like the...
I want them to, but, if they don't pass it, they don't pass it.
And I think generally our problem is that, when you first set up a school system, you usually have a almost entrepreneurial activity. Like, parents in the community set up a system, and they get it going. It might be better or worse, but it usually has energy, and the goals they lay out when they set up that system, they're generally heading towards those goals. I think we're at a point in this country, especially here in Alabama, where you have your, front cover, like, here's what we're actually, this is why we justify our existence, our multi-billion dollar budget, this is why we have public schools. You have the official rationale, and then you now have all these perverse incentives. So why do people care so much about graduation rates? Well, money. Why do they care so much about getting more students into their particular district? Well, because the money follows the student already. It becomes a game about playing the system, and we forget actually taking care of the kids. And on top of that, I'm sure you've seen, did you ever have to, literally get in between kids? Like, okay, I'm just going to be a human shield.
We could have a couple of hours on that.
Yeah. It's absolutely
And
nuts.
I did it and probably shouldn't have necessarily, but when I saw kids that I thought might hurt each other, and sometimes that wasn't the smartest thing to do, but I was always worried about their safety and somebody getting hurt. I've jumped in between kids many times. And I'm not a great big physical specimen either. And I'm talking about teenage boys that are pretty, that some of them could have taken me to the woodshed, really. Right. But you hope you have enough control over them at that point that you can stop them. I was at a good school, really. But I've gone back in now, and it's changed a lot in 7 years since I got out of it. But I'm back in now to a great degree, and it's just a travesty what I see. And the language I see from the students and the accepting of poor behavior. And the lack of ability to be able to do much about it. And I told the principal, I said, you know, I can handle this situation if you'll let me. He said, well, you can't do that. I said, I make him do enough push-ups, he'll quit. I promise.
Oh, yeah.
Hundreds of times. But, no, we can't do that.
No, let's send him to therapy or put some drugs in their system or whatever. Yeah.
It's the whole system is a mess and a great, but we still have good teachers. We still have good students. We got a lot of good students out there. The closer you get to Montgomery, the worse it gets.
Yeah, it's a shame.
The closer you get to Birmingham, the worse it gets. That's a fact.
Right.
I can back that up with numbers, too.
Well, and I remember I set foot in a public high school at, what was it, Beulah, I believe, near Auburn there. And
yeah, I've been to that, was in that school this year.
Yeah, and when I had the opportunity to sit down, they had like 10 to 15 students, sophomores and juniors there at the high school. I was able to just sit with them and talk about what's your school experience like. The two young ladies I went up there with had all sorts of worksheets for the kids to fill out, and I'm like, that's the last damn thing they want to do, getting out of normal class to fill out some other worksheets. So I just talked to them. And I started off by saying, I hated being in school. I'm tired of being in college. Like, I'm ready to get out there and live. And it almost to a person, I asked them, what's your particular talent? Like, one kid said, I'm too smart for school. I'm like, yeah, right. Then he sat there and explained how he got into computer programming and hacking stuff. And I'm like, do they offer that here at this school? Of course not. Another girl talked about her sketch work, like with pencil stuff. Even the art classes actually encouraged her. And there are so many examples of like, okay, these aren't bad people I just met in the administrative office at Beulah High School. But it's like the system doesn't care about the individuals that are just being pushed through it, whether student or administrator or teacher. The system sort of lives on despite everybody else's experiences with it. Something's got to give here.
I agree. And there's so much control from the state on what the kids have to take. The 444, the fourth math, science, reading, English, history. And I'm all for them taking that, but some of them get into situations where it's so redundant they don't see the use for it, and that's one of the problems. And everyone isn't meant for college, and everyone shouldn't go to college. That's been overdone.
Well, and the worst are and I'm sure you've seen this, are the kids who are clearly intelligent and clearly kind of driven, have some wit about them, and they got their eyes open. But it's home life or whatever the reason, they use all their creativity and intellect to just break bad. Like, I know how to game the system to get suspended, especially when mom's at work, so I can just have the day off. And that's where all their talent goes, is how to, break bad. And that's not a good pattern to get in.
No. I think we've missed a golden opportunity with COVID when we had so many kids being educated from home. Those students that don't really want to be there, let them do it from home. I think the whole school would be better as a result of that.
Well, I appreciate the call. I got to hit this break, sure. But really do enjoy our conversation here.
Me too. Take care.
Thanks, sir. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services, and Ashley and her team there, Pest Pro, can, of course, help you with any of your potential pest control problems. It might be one little fire ant hill is fine, but if you're seeing a bunch pop up, it means you've got an underground network, and it could also mean you've got termites on the property. The two tend to go together. And of course, at Pest Pro Services, they are the only company in the River Region with a Termidor HP2 injection unit. It's a very impressive unit. And at Pest Pro, they're bringing the very best and newest technology to your home. Essentially, they lay down bait that the termites will hit before they hit your home. Pest Pro will know when those termites hit that bait, then come out and take care of them before there's any damage to your home or your property. You can also do treatment on your yard to get rid of those nasty, nasty mosquitoes, or again, whatever you need in terms of pest control. Pest Pro Services has your back. So call up Ashley and her team today at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. You can also go to ppsriverregion.com or just, search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. And be sure to tell Ashley and the team there that you heard about them here on News and Views Afternoon. 272-9228. More News and Views after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I know where I'm going. You're gonna wanna come too. Down to Mama's Produce, where there's something for you.
Something for you.
Hey y'all, this is Tammy
and Moo Mammy
at Mama's Produce. Y'all come on down and see us. We've got tomatoes, watermelon, ice cream, all sorts of stuff for you this summer. So check us out on Facebook
and you'll know where you're going to.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli.
One of the reasons Chappie's Deli has been around for over 32 years is Blue Water Broadcasting.
Yes, it is, and we have the perfect faces for radio.
We sure do. And if you have a perfect face for radio, call Blue Water.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a forecast that'll start to sound more and more familiar every day. Look for a few random pop-up evening storms. They will fade away in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow and Sunday, hot again with a high around 91 tomorrow, 93 on Sunday. And both days, look for those widely scattered random afternoon and evening storms, but they will be few and far between. Then not much change on Monday and Tuesday. Lower 90s for a high, risk of widely scattered storms, and lots of humidity. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon. Before I lose the thread here, folks, that Teach for America, that Substack piece I was referring to, it's called Taught for America, A Chronicle of Failure. If you just type that into Google, Taught for America, A Chronicle of Failure,
you will find this. And I really cannot read this whole thing because I think it's something like 5,000, 6,000 words. Very detailed, horrifying. But I'm just going to get to the theme, the meat of this story. This is by Andrew X. Evans. He was part of Teach for America and was coming in bright-eyed and bushy-tailed that he's going to help save kids. And, well, here he writes. This is sort of the theme of his piece. There is a classic sort of inner-city teaching fable where some overeducated, downtrodden man or woman defies the odds and, quote-unquote, breaks through to their hapless charges. Everyone is better off. Everyone's humanity is redeemed. There is a Teach for America version of this story in which the teacher is less spiritual leader, more technocrat par excellence, coaxing untapped human capital from its stores, closing disparities like a reverse Moses. Neither of these templates apply to my story, which is one of unmitigated failure. My story might be told in one of two ways. The safer way to tell this story would be to make repeated references to the matrix of oppression into which poor, disproportionately black children are born. This is a story of deprivation that centers on the culpability of all those who live outside the sacrifice zones into which these children are released and where they will remain entrapped for the rest of their lives under the watchful eye of agents of the carceral state. It is especially about history and the unbroken line that gets drawn from a failing city school to the racist crimes of America's past. I happen to agree with this story, writes this failed Teach for America, well, teacher. But this is not the story I want to tell, he writes. I lived a different story, whose terrifying immediacy held at bay the grand abstractions through which we are urged to interpret our lives. When a second grader's grandmother sent him to school with a loaded gun because he was being bullied, I didn't see a vestige of white flight. I saw a second grader bringing a loaded gun to school at the direction of his primary caretaker. When Kenyon was transferred into my class mid-second year with an enormous file explaining how his gross motor problems were in part the product of his mother holding a curling iron to his feet as a baby to stop him from crying, I did not experience that as a consequence of redlining, whiteness, or bourgeois complacency. And when I learned soon after that he could not read past kindergarten level nor write his name properly, I did not process these things as the byproducts of America's system of funding schools through property taxes. I processed these things as horrors. This is a story about horrors. I wish it weren't. No other way of telling it approaches the truth. Richmond Elementary, where I taught, was a horror. I was a horrible teacher. I am sure that some people will read my story as quote-unquote victim-blaming or poverty porn, as perpetuating an image of inner-city black communities as defective or dangerous that is often used for nefarious, dog-whistling political purposes. But for just this reason, we were cautioned on several occasions by Teach for America higher-ups not to stress the negatives when sharing our experiences from the classroom. But I really don't buy that anymore. Yes, the layers of hierarchy, responsibility, and power that surround the horror matter. But the horror itself matters more. We must talk about the horror. If you want to find out the details of what this teacher experienced, just search Taught for America, a chronicle of failure. When I read this, I didn't think of it as a Republican talking point or as a Democrat talking point. I thought of it as just a very honest account of what this young teacher saw. And it ain't pretty. And I think there are a lot of teachers, whether Montgomery or Birmingham or heck in rural Lee County, that can relate to some of these issues this teacher brings up. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And they're, of course, a premier roofing contractor ready to help you with your asphalt or your metal roof. Whether it's an asphalt or metal roof you might have on that home of yours, you should inspect it every 3 to 5 years for basic preventative maintenance. This can save you a lot of money in the long run. When you find a problem early with your roof, that's when your insurance company is going to cover it. And at River Region Contracting, here's the great news. Their estimates are free, and that initial inspection, free. So they come out, inspect your place, nothing wrong with it, you're on the hook for anything. It's free.
And of course, if they do find a problem, they're a team of insurance specialists so they can walk you through that claims process to make it a swift and easy experience. The insurance company doesn't want to part with their money easily, but the pros there at River Region Contracting know how to, well, make the process work for you, their customer. So check out River Region Contracting today. Call up Todd Clark and his team at 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell them you heard about him here on News and Views Afternoon. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Mr. Pink.
Hey, Mr. Pink, how you doing?
All right, man. Be real quick. Joey, I've been to the mountaintop, Joey. And everybody ain't gonna make it.
Really?
Yeah, you know, they say the strong survive, the weak fall to the side. You know, we don't need a bailout for children. We just need parents to be responsible. I have six kids, and I've never asked for a bailout, you know?
Right.
Like capitalism, I'm not asking for a bailout. You gotta get down there and do the dirty work. And if you don't, that's a reflection on you. So it's not the teachers. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I left Montgomery 2 years ago. And the main reason was because of the schools. Because my kids were the smartest. I'm talking about spelling bees a couple grades ahead of them. And straight A's, all that other good stuff. But they weren't being challenged.
Right.
And it sucks. I went to magnet schools my whole life. I went to college for a year. Went to the military after that. But it was a lot different. And the schools that my kids are in now, they're in the top schools, magnet schools down here in Mobile. You know, and you got to keep making those grades to stay in these programs.
Right.
So it's on the parents, man. If you don't like what's going on, do something about it, man. Don't complain about it. Do something. Personal responsibility.
Well, and I'm happy to say that, because I often say the system, whatever you want to refer to when you say the system is rigged, things aren't fair, life's not fair. But I don't think you get to complain about a rigged system if you aren't doing your damnedest on your own front and at your own home to do it the right way.
What makes it so gravy right here, people that have everything given to them, they don't know how to survive. Somebody that's out there working, their mom's working, you working while you're in school, in high school, you're going to know what to do with the next step in your life. You're not going to be like, oh, the man is holding me down. You're going to get out there and get it because you've done it before. So that's why I don't say nothing to nobody. I was like, hey, man, you're going through something now, but it's going to be worth it in the long end, you know?
Right.
You're not going to say somebody gave this to me and say, I worked damn hard for it. And like I said, you're going to know how to get through life. So that's all I wanted to put out there, man. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate you, Mr. Pink. Really do. Thanks, sure. Sir. 272-9228. Man, six kids, too. I got to get busy. I got none. 272-9228. At least that'll be fun, right? The making of them, at least. 272-9228. Now, before this break, I'm also looking at another piece here. And again, no Eddie today. Sky Mosley had to leave, so I'm flying solo here for the end of the show. But a great op-ed today by Victor Davis Hanson. Is the sleeping conservative dragon finally waking up? And he writes, conservatives and traditionalists are often exasperated at the ongoing woke cultural revolution in their midst. How can America be turned upside down as it is when there is little public support for the things happening around us? They don't see much backing for the current border policy and illegal immigration, yet it continues. Conservatives feel that most Americans reject the trend of biological men dominating female sporting events. They fear American jurisprudence has become now vastly weaponized and warped. Certainly, former President Trump will more likely be indicted, by a politicized New York prosecutor for supposedly overvaluing his net worth over a decade ago than would be a current violent street criminal clubbing a subway commuter. Sadly, not an overstatement. In 2020, torching a federal courthouse or massing at the White House grounds in efforts to get at the president earned either a few arrests or little to no jail time. In 2021, if one entered the Capitol and illegally paraded around like a buffoon, he could get a 5-year prison sentence. Traditionalists feel that sky-high energy prices, out-of-control urban crime, a depressed economy, high interest rates, and a politicized FBI, CIA, Justice Department, and Pentagon are all needlessly self-created messes. How then did these extremist policies that have little popular support become institutionalized? Conservatives, by their nature, and unlike the left, are more inclined to accept existing institutions rather than to radically alter or destroy them, which is what I've been calling for. I think conservatives are letting their conservative temperament get the better of them. These institutions that you're respecting don't deserve your respect. They're actively working against the things you value the most. So we do need to alter or abolish. It's our tradition as Americans. And conservatives were asleep at the wheel in 2020 when left-wing funded lawsuits radically transformed Election Day in many states into a mere construct. Some 70% of the electorate in key precincts voted by mail or early, with far fewer ballot audits or authentication. They focus on nominating more conservative judges, not packing the court itself. They work to take back the Senate, not to end the filibuster or bring in two new states with four new senators. Traditionalists often feel they have no time for politics. They prefer to focus on their families, their jobs, communities, and churches. Until recently, they shunned organized boycotts. They abhor massing outside the homes of left-wing politicians and judges. They shrug and concede that universities, teachers, government unions, the corporate boardroom, Wall Street, Silicon Valley, the media, entertainment, and professional sports are hopelessly activist and left-wing. The environmental, social, governance, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and LGBTQ plus agendas were unfathomable acronyms to middle America and thus mostly ignored. So conservatives often slept through the woke revolution. Yet suddenly, Victor Davis Hanson writes, they realize their apathy allowed the country to descend into something the nation's founders never imagined or intended, and antithetical to what most Americans knew as America just a couple of decades ago. So conservatives are awakening from their slumber, and they are discovering that they too can boycott, agitate, and roar.
Ah.
What was that, Mr. President?
Ah.
Okay. And you know where Victor Davis Hanson is going. All the boycotts we've seen with Bud Light, with Target, and with so many other aspects, conservatives, I think, are standing up, and not to mention the big fight in Florida with the Disney Corporation. I think there are a lot of people waking up. And I think there are a lot of people who are coming into their own, into their, say, their mid-30s. They've got kids already, or they're just starting a family, and they're starting to put together, like, the basics that you need to make a life in this country, and they don't like what they see. It's interesting how the cutting edge, the people breaking bad, the rebels in our society, are some of the most traditional among us. 272-9228. Let's see if this is on line one before we hit this break. You're on there. Who's this?
Oh.
Don't take advantage of me not having a call screener. If you're banned, you're banned. We'll be right back after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views Afternoon. Hello, Greg.
I am a talent scout. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this 40 or 50,000 times in the past, but I used to work for a group called Styx.
Styx?
Styx.
Wow.
And that was music you created?
Yeah.
You're a rock star.
It's fun, man.
Very impressed.
It was.
I've been very impressed with you for a long time.
Thank you.
About this making babies.
Yeah, sure.
You really struck a chord with me because I devoutly believe that we need as many Joeys as we can in this. I'm not talking about baby kangaroos either. I'm talking about your offspring and knockoffs. Oops.
So I saw this one fertility doc just got arrested. Or no, he died in a handmade plane crash, but he was already suspected of fathering a bunch of children when people came to the fertility doc, so yeah. I should become that?
There was an episode of Law and Order, actually, many years ago, where they found a guy who ran one of those clinics who was putting his baby batter in place of others. And
at least Elon's doing it on the up and up.
Yeah. Well, we could use a few more of him, too, I think.
Before I run out of time, I got to talk to a sponsor here. Ray Bowles. Hey, Ray.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good.
I don't know. Just get ready. The traffic is awful today.
I'm going right home. I'm tired today.
I'm about tired. I've been at a funeral all day. Angie's uncle passed. So we're dealing. You know, but it's good to see family. It's not. Why do you always have a family reunion on funerals? That's the only time we get together anymore.
Yeah, we got to come up with better reasons. I've seen that happen with my family, too.
Yeah, it happens on my side, too. The only time we see each other, we talk all the time, but we don't see each other until somebody passes away. But I told Angie that, I said, when I'm gone, just tell everybody, bury me, tell everybody to get back to work.
Just get
back to work.
That's all
I want. Tell them, get back to work. Don't cry for me. I know where I'm going. I'm good. But, hey, if you need a floor, call us today, 285-8117. We'll come out and give you that free measurement. Next thing you know, you got a floor down. Just that easy.
Again, folks, that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. And when you call, 285-8117, be sure to tell them you're at Ray Bowles here on the radio on News and Views Afternoon.
Guys, have a great day.
You too, Ray. Yeah, I've just been flying solo here for a little while. Well, I guess Greg's going to get his other stuff.
Glasses.
Yes. He's got to have those these days. Let's go. Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
Hey, Joey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm here. If I can have 5 points for that, that's good. I love you, Joey. Listen, I got to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing something important tomorrow. Me and your former classmate from Catholic High, we're going to Mobile tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, Thomas the Point's being ordained.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. Congrats to him.
Yes, that's in the morning. Okay? And we're going. We went last year when he became a deacon. I need you to slowly pronounce your uncle's name for me so I can say it right when I see him. Pretty please.
Father Skanecki.
Skanecki. Okay.
Skanecki,
I've been practicing every time you say it. So when I get to see him tomorrow and tell him how much I listen to your show.
You can just say Father Mike. Bill, like his name's Bill.
And embarrass Mike. Anyway, I love you, Joy, and I'll talk to you later. I love your show.
Thank you, Marianne.
All right, bye.
Man, that's a blast from the past. Michael went to graduate with him from Catholic, and Thomas LaPointe also graduated. Great to see he's becoming a priest. That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
You know, the Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Church, is hurting. They want more priests. The recruiting hasn't been amazing, let's just say. But, folks, I appreciate y'all listening this afternoon. I really am looking forward to going home. The weekend is here.
It's harder when you have to do it by yourself.
It is. It is indeed. But life's looking up.
Yep.
What's there to complain? Well, plenty. But I'm not... Well, I'm...